Thank you for calling customer services. It's Trevor speaking. How may I help you today?
Hi, Curtis. Good morning. I have a couple charges on my account, and I'm assuming it's for some keto stuff that I wanted to cancel because I didn't realize it was the automatic billing.
Where can I get a zip code so I can pull up your account?
Yes, it's 19707.
Thank you for that. Your first and last name?
It's Holly Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N.
Ms. Morgan, I do see you have an account with us. Can you just verify the address for security reasons?
Yeah, it's 7 Crest Drive in Hockessin, Delaware, 19707.
All right, and I do see here on the 26th of March, you started the keto and the cleanse trial. What that was, just to refer it, it is a 14-day trial. So we give you 10 days to try the product, 4 days for it to be shipped. Within them 14 days, if you don't call to cancel, you do get billed the full price of the product.
So I get that now, but that wasn't disclosed anywhere. So I see that they have 2 charges on my account. So how do I cancel that and get a refund?
I can offer a 30-day extension on the trial just to, you know, see if you want to try the products a little longer.
Nope, I don't want to.
Well, if the full price of that product is a little steep, I can offer a 35% discount on all future charges if you're interested.
Nope, I'm not, Curtis, but thank you.
Even with a 50% discount?
Nope, sorry.
All right, give me 1 second. I'll get this account canceled out, but what that means is you won't receive any further charges and or any further products.
That's okay, but the 2 charges for 92, there's a charge for 92 and a charge for 91.
Yes, and that's the full price of the product. That's the 15th day. You didn't call to cancel, so that was the full price of the product.
That wasn't disclosed anywhere.
Yes, ma'am. It was in the terms and conditions at the bottom of the page when you ordered the product.
I didn't see it. It must have been in, like, zero font.
No, ma'am. It's actually pretty large.
I'm telling you, it wasn't there because that's what I was looking for, because I know that that's how these things work. So I'll dispute the charges then.
Well, I can offer, as a courtesy, I can offer a 35% refund for those 2 charges.
Can you offer me a 50% refund? Otherwise, I'll just dispute them.
Yeah, I'll do that for you. I'll give you a 50% refund, okay?
So 50% you'll cancel and issue a 50% refund on the 180-something.
Yes, ma'am. So that would be 50% of $94.90 would be you getting refunded $71.18.
There's 2 charges on there. One's for 92.
Yes, ma'am. I'm getting
sorry.
For both of them.
Okay, Curtis.
Sorry about that, Wade. I'm just trying to get all this refunded correctly. Alright, so I got those 2 refunded too. Now give me 1 second, I'll get all this canceled out for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Ms. Morgan, I do got that taken care of for you. I did send you a confirmation email to to be exact, to HAM1202 at iCloud.com for that $45.95 and $46.95 or $46.45. I also want to provide you with a cancellation number.
Okay, go ahead, Curtis.
That's going to be C as in cat, 8609, C as in cat, A as in apple, 1, A as in apple, E as in elephant, C as in cat.
Okay. C,
yeah.
8609, C, A, 1, A, E, C.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, thank you for calling.
All right, Curtis, thank you. I appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am. You have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling
customer
service.
Bye.
Bye.